I want you to imagine that I came to you and told you that you were a millionaire. I can already see the smiles on your faces if that was true. I'm sure you would be very excited because money is something that the whole world considers very valuable. But I want to tell you that there's something far more valuable than money. See, if you lose 1 million rupees, you can probably find it or at least earn it back. But there's something so valuable that if you lose it, you can never regain it. Never. And that's time. We're almost at the end of 2020, and I don't know in your mind whether you think of it as a good year or a bad year, but regardless, we all started out 2020 with 31 million in our account, because there's a little over 31 million seconds in a year. And here we are, November 23rd, it's November 22nd here in Colorado. But where we are in this year is about 28 million seconds into 2020. That means we really only have about 2 million seconds left this year. That's not a lot. And you may wonder, why is 1 second so important? The reason is that every second we are all making choices. Choices about what we do, what we say, what we think, and even attitudes about how we think. And every little choice, please listen to this, dear friends, every little choice we make adds up to determining the outcome of our lives. Every little choice you make will add up to determine the outcome of your life. So this week, I'd like to speak to you about choice and how it builds character. And in order to help you remember this, I'm going to use the word choice. C-H-O-I-C-E to explain it. The first letter in choice is the letter C. And this represents the most important choice you can ever make. And that is to choose Christ, Jesus Christ. This is where everything must begin. And if you make this choice, that'll help you make all the other choices correctly eventually in your life. Did you know that all of us have a body? Well, I'm sure you know that because that's what you can see. But what you may not realize is that we all have a soul as well, and you cannot see that. Now imagine if you were born with cancer in your body. That would be quite difficult. I've seen some children, young children, even babies who are born with sickness, cancer. And I imagine that if you had cancer as a young boy or a young girl, you'd be frequently sick. You'd have to be very careful about what you eat. If you travel somewhere, you have to be careful that you don't pick up any infection. You probably spend a lot of time in the hospital. That's cancer of the body. But there is a cancer of the soul. That is called sin. The Bible calls it sin. You know, the sad truth is this, that all of us has this cancer of the soul. There's a verse in the book of Romans in the Bible, chapter 3, verse 23 says, all of us have sinned. There's not a single human being that's ever lived on this earth except for one that has not sinned. We've all sinned. And so we all have this cancer in our soul. Here's why that's so important. If you had cancer in your body, the worst thing that could happen to you would be that you would die. But after that, you would be freed from that body and you could live in eternity without cancer. If you have cancer in your soul and that's not removed before you die, then you live with that cancer in your soul forever. And God is so holy and so righteous that he cannot allow any of this cancer in his presence in heaven. I'll give you another example. Your life is like a cup. I've got a cup here. And that you want to fill with sweet water. The problem is that your cup is filthy, as you can see in this cup. And no matter how sweet the water is from the tap that you're filling it with, the moment you pour it into this cup, it becomes filthy. So the most important thing is to first clean the cup. And I want to tell you a little secret. This most important choice, dear friends, of cleaning the cup, removing the cancer, it's actually the easiest of all the choices you'll ever have to make. See, C doesn't stand for cleaning or cleansing. It actually stands for Christ. When you choose Christ, you're simply telling Jesus that you have this cancer of the soul and you need his help. You can't clean it on your own. Maybe you've tried to clean it and you've failed and it never seems to work. And if you ask him, he'll gladly remove the cancer. He'll gladly clean your cup immediately. And now that your cup is clean, God can fill it up with his clean life. And you will have the happiest, most successful life on this earth. You've probably heard John chapter 3, verse 16. It says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, even though that's a very simple verse, maybe you've memorized it in your life, have you stopped to think about that? Maybe some of those words are too big for you to even understand. Sometimes it is for me. But I'll try to explain that verse in the context of this example. What that means, what that verse means, is that God looked down from heaven and he saw all of us walking around sick and miserable with this cancer of the soul. And he knew that we would never, no matter how hard we tried, we would never be able to rid ourselves of this cancer of our soul. And he loved us so much that he decided to send his son, Christ, Jesus Christ, into the world to remove this soul's cancer. Jesus had to die in order to do that, because there's only one thing that can cleanse the cancer of the soul. There's only one thing that can really clean the cup, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. And so he had to come and die and shed his blood so that now that blood can be used to remove the cancer from any soul that asks. If you want to make this most important choice, you don't have to wait till tomorrow or next week or till you're 10 years old or any age. You can do it today. It's very, very simple. You could even do it while you're sitting right now, wherever you are, in your home or somewhere else. Quietly talk to Jesus in your heart. He's listening to you right now. He's listening to you right now. Tell him you've realized how filthy your cup is and that you've got this cancer and you don't want to die with that still in your soul. Ask him to clean your soul by his blood. And if you believe, my dear friend, he'll do it just like that. It's the simplest of choices, like I said. And once you've made this most important choice, continue to choose Jesus Christ daily, every day. This is something I do. I'm in my 40s now, and I tell you, I learned this when I was in school and from my parents and from other teachers. Every day I wake up. I haven't done it faithfully every day, I'll acknowledge that, but I do it now. I wake up and say, Lord Jesus, I need your blood again. I need your help and grace to keep my cup clean, to remove the cancer from my soul completely. Every day, keep choosing Christ, and he will help you. He will help you. I look forward to sharing more about this. Thank you again. Let's pray. Join me in prayer. Father, I thank you for who you are. We are nothing, Lord, and yet you are everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you paid that ultimate sacrifice so that none of us ever needs to go to the end of our lives with this cancer in our soul. None of us needs to keep that filthy cup that we've been trying to hide. Come today, Lord, and hear the cry of anyone that's asking you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.